Psalm 65, verses 1 through 8, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. It is a psalm of David, and he prays this. Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answered our prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those who choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. When morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. Some commentators believe that David wrote this psalm to be sung when the first grain of the year's barley harvest was brought to the Lord and waved as a dedication offering, a wave offering it was called. The focus on the harvest is evident in verses 9 through 13. We'll read that tomorrow. Here, David begins to focus on God's spiritual blessings. God forgives our sins, David says, and when we are overwhelmed, he delivers refreshing pardon. He brings us near to himself. He delivers awesome and righteous answers to our prayers. God is the hope of all the ends of the earth. The whole earth is filled with an amazement of all his wonders. His great work in our lives will call forth songs of joy. Take time to enjoy God's creation. Feel the warmth of the sunshine. Let it soak in. Thank God for the rain. Be amazed by the stars. Experience the power of the ocean. Reflect on the majesty of the mountains. The whole earth is filled with awe at God's wonders. And the great creator is none other than God, our Savior. Father, help us take the time to enjoy your great creation. Help us stand in amazement of who you are and what you have done. Most of all, thank you for being our Savior and for bringing us near to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.